Ladies and gentlemen, it's the day that ends in Y, and that means it's time for Wisecracking with Winter! Are you guys ready for the Super Bowl? I know you are. I'm ready. I cannot wait. I am so excited about the Super Bowl that I couldn't just do the show by myself. Of course, I had to bring in a couple of NFL experts, a couple of real NFL wonks. Your good buddy, producer Paul. Paul, you're on.
Hello.
And of course, Justin. Justin, are you there? So we were picking games all season, guys, and breaking them down in depth. So there's a lot of noise with Justin there. Paul, just to refresh everybody's mind, who finished in first place in the picks?
Geez, you didn't tell me you were going to ask me that. It wasn't you. I remember that. It depends, you know, like if you could qualify for the overall off of just 1 week, it would have been Victoria. But we said you have to pick at least two or more weeks. So based on that, I guess I came in first, picking correctly 49% of the time.
How about our good friend Just 10?
In his 2 weeks of picks, he actually started out really hot in the first week and then tanked in the second. Finishing with a 43%.
Ouch, that's win. Rough.
Yeah.
You like it rough anyway, don't you, Justin?
I like to give it rough, that's right.
You do like to give it rough. I've heard that from a... I think I read that on a truck stop wall.
Yeah,
so, on
the
good
back
for
of
you.
A couple of trailers, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Speaking of Just 10, you took a solo trip down to Florida, and
yes,
I find
did.
That very, very interesting to head into the blasted lands, otherwise known as Florida. Could you take us through that? Tell us a story about going to Florida completely alone in the middle of a pandemic and go.
Well, basically the size of it was being that everything was shut down for New Year's, Minnesota style. Everything was shut down for Christmas. Didn't even want you to go visit your family. Yes, still did. Visited my 71-year-old mom who has all kinds of medical conditions because I love her. So wound up doing that, and she's still alive and kicking. Oh, my God. And exactly. So I decided, being I'm a real estate agent, it was going to be slow. The pandemic rules everything. I was like, you know what? It's nice in Florida. You can go have a drink and a burger somewhere at least, and you can jump in some water. So I rolled all the way down to Key West from Minneapolis.
Wow.
Then I jumped in. Yeah. Jumped in
what
the water.
What kind of car did you drive? No, wait, you're getting ahead of yourself. So what kind of car did you drive all the way to Florida?
A gray one. A four-door.
A four-door what?
Silver car.
A four-door silver car.
It's a Mercedes.
You drove a four-door stolen Mercedes.
That's right.
All the way to Florida.
It was alleged that I drove partially or most of the way to Florida without a driver's license.
I'm going to run out of claps, I think.
Did you stop in Alabama to get your first driver's license?
Exactly, because I didn't need my front teeth, for sure. You just had to be related to somebody. No, the stupid story is I was driving some Uber a year ago. I got a ticket, and I was going to fight it because it was a dumb ticket. The cop thought I was drunk, but I was driving Uber, picking up drunks from the bar. So I was going to fight it just to keep it off my record. Well, the pandemic hits, and it got postponed and postponed and postponed.
What exactly were you ticketed for?
Speeding. Yeah.
How fast?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like 35 in a 25?
Okay. Continue.
Wait a minute.
Michael, Minnesota speed trap.
You're driving Uber in a Mercedes?
Yep.
Wow.
How else do you get the ladies?
I know you don't get them doing Uber.
I didn't think that's what Uber was for.
Yeah.
Would you tip more or less if your Uber driver pulled up in a Mercedes?
Definitely less.
Why?
Because it looks like the guy's already kind of set. Like he's just kind of a gigolo jet setter just out to drive his car around and make a couple extra bucks. Like, he doesn't really need the dough. He just needs the attention.
That's kind of what I was thinking that might be the case.
Well, it works well on the drunk ladies at the end of the night, taking them home from the bar, let me tell you.
Like date rape or?
Hey, now. You can't rape the willing.
Hey, now. These are just jokes. We're telling jokes. So you drove a lot of prostitutes home and that's how you got laid?
No, I actually never got laid. But, you know, that's not how I like to tell a story. You know, you got to let the mind wander. So let
it go where it will.
Without a valid driver's license?
Say again?
They allow you to drive Uber without a valid driver's license?
No.
So you lost your license for not paying for a ticket, and then you stopped driving Uber and decided to just go to Florida?
So what happened was I had that ticket, and I have a chunk of land in a city. And I had stored a trailer on it. So the city was all over my and up my ass about the trailer. So I kept getting postponements for the videos, the Zoom court hearings, right? Well, eventually I forgot after four or five postponements about the ticket. And the ticket one was actually September. So in August, I got one. And then I got one like the next week. And they looked exactly the same. Except, you know, the case number was different, and it said, your thing is postponed until September, and then it said your thing is postponed until December. So I thought it was December. So I wound up missing the one in September, and I found out when I got pulled over driving home one night that my license was suspended in beginning of December. So I contacted the district attorney. And said, hey, you know, I was going to plead, you know, this and this. Could I still do that? She said, yeah, that's fine to keep it off my record. So I paid the fine and stuff like that and sent her the paperwork, right? Or I sent her the paperwork so I could pay the fine, so I could plead guilty and pay the fine. Well, I sent her the stuff and sent her the stuff. Then I decided, I was going to leave. So I tried to pay the fine a couple times. The Friday before I was going to leave, I tried to pay, it wouldn't go. So Monday, you know, I sent a thing and said, hey, you know, and then I tried to pay again Monday and it didn't work. So then I sent her an email. Hey, I said, can you submit the paperwork? Because I still can't pay that fine. Well, I get down to St. Louis. I went to Lifetime and stuff like that. I know. And then so I get.
Who the hell is whistling? What the hell is that?
I know. So at any rate, I get a hold of the cops there because I went to Lifetime after hours because they have different hours and stuff like that. And I was hanging out there for a little bit and the cops pulled, what are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. And I said, I'm a Lifetime member. They pulled up my, made me show the card so make sure I wasn't trespassing. And then I said, you know, don't really know where I'm going to crash tonight, whatever. And basically they said, well, you don't have a license. I'm like, what?
But being I'm already, was, I'm already, hey, hold on a second here. I'm already lost.
Very nice.
So you didn't have a license. Somehow you drove anyway to a trailer that's also your house. I don't understand. What are you talking about?
No. So I was going to Florida here yet. And then, I was at the parking lot, but I was on private property. So they couldn't nail me for driving without a license. So then I had to wait there until the club opened the next day. And I emailed the stuff again. The district attorney finally got it, and then I got it sent in. So my license actually didn't get activated until the first when I actually got into Florida.
Where was the private property at?
That was in St. Louis Lifetime.
St. Louis Lifetime?
is right.
Yeah.
Paul's just whistling. Paul, when you're ready to talk, just like tap on, there's like these little hand icons. We're using Zencastr, just like a little free plug for Zencastr. So, okay. So you were in St. Louis, you were on private property.
Yeah.
And so you didn't get a ticket. So let's just skip all that shit. So you got to Florida. What was that like? Because you told me that you did not have a permanent place to stay and that you were just going to kind of wing it.
Yep.
Right? Yep.
So I wound up staying at a couple people's places I knew. When I got down to Key West, I didn't know how long I was going to stay. And I was going to look up sailboats because I know that I've looked it up before and you can like crash on sailboats, do Airbnb, you know, for sometimes for not that expensive.
What is not that expensive? Like how much?
120 or whatever a night.
To sleep on somebody's raggedy ass old boat, you got to pay $120.
Well, that's a lot better than $500 in a raggedy ass shitty hotel room.
It could have been like the SS Minnow or some shitty boat. And then you drifted out to sea and got lost on a desert island on top of being in Florida in a pandemic.
As long as I was with Marianne and Ginger, that'd have been A-O-T.
So did you end up sleeping on a sailboat?
No, I did not.
Oh, man, that would have been kind of... So where did you end up sleeping then?
I slept on her. She called herself the SS Minnow.
What?
But she wasn't that small.
So you slept at a large woman's house?
Well, that's what I'm trying to say, yes. But no, I didn't. I wound up crashing in my car in Key West for 2 nights.
And the cops didn't rouse you and tell you to move along, hobo, or what?
No, they did not, because number one, Key West is about shut down from the pandemic. On Duval Street, you know, it seemed like about every third business or storefront was closed or for sale.
Paul, you want to weigh in on this so far? I think he'd left. Or he keeps playing Andy Griffith.
Yeah.
Anyway, so did you party a lot or what did you do? You slept in your car.
No,
you didn't party at all?
No, man. I went snorkeling, you know, and shit like that.
Like by yourself?
I took one tour. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Excursion.
Have you taken a lot of vacations by yourself? I mean, that's kind of an interesting thing to me. I've never taken a vacation by myself. Paul, have you ever taken a vacation by yourself?
Not that I can recall, no. How was the 1,950-mile drive from Minneapolis or thereabouts to Key West?
Let me tell you, it was phenomenal because it kept getting warmer and warmer and warmer. Okay, got through Iowa in a snowstorm, and it was smooth sailing after that.
So how, like, did you drive straight through? How long did that take you?
No, I was
saying a 28-hour drive.
Yeah, a friend of mine told me that there's a Lifetime in St. Louis, so that was going to be my first destination. And I wound up getting in there about 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock or whatever it was. Maybe a little later. So they were closed. So I wound up, I'm like, well, I don't really know where to go. I'll just, you know, crash for 3 or 4 hours and just keep rolling then, you know? Because I was going to get out of there early anyways, 4 or 5 in the morning. So I'm like, eh, because I wanted to get going. I've heard Wait, that you, were you know.
Sleep at a Lifetime Fitness?
Yeah, my car.
Oh, okay.
You know, just the power nap so you can keep rolling. So,
you
know.
Did you get. So I had my hand raised. Did you see that, Justin?
No, I did not.
You can't see the yellow hand?
Okay, I see a little gray thing there. Yeah.
Yeah, so when I want to talk, I click and I raise my hand. See?
Very nice. Oh, look at that. That's cute.
Yeah, that's neat. Yeah, thanks. So, did you get laid at all? And tell the truth, because I'll know if you're lying.
I got laid a lot, for sure.
You did?
What do you think? It's COVID. Yeah. How are you supposed to get laid with a 6-foot distance?
That's not what 6 foot something.
Well, if you had a 6-foot cock.
Right.
Sadly, it's only about 5.5. So
that's honest. And you know, That's something that we can get behind you on here on Wisecrack with Winter.
I'm surprised you haven't already been behind that, Mike.
Yeah.
Yes, he's been trying to get behind it. He won't get in front of it. That's for dang sure.
And a third time. So you never thought about just getting a prostitute to say that you got laid in Key West? Don't they have like a shirt for that on every corner in Key West?
Dude, I mean, Key West was basically abandoned.
What would the
shirt? So you drove. Go ahead, Paul.
What would the shirt say? I came to Key West to get laid, but ended up calling a prostitute so that I could tell people I actually did get laid.
So there were like no hot chicks for you to hit on the beach, or?
Well, Key West had it was as bad as Minnesota. That's why I only was there for 2 days, because you had to wear a mask everywhere. So how can I tell if they're hot or not?
It's all in the eyes.
Oh, sorry, Paul.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me push my hand.
There you go.
It's all in the eyes. No.
Nah. I mean, when they've got $500 stamped on their forehead, you know what they're interested in.
So, you drove 1,900 miles, you slept in your car, and you went snorkeling by yourself. Did you go to a New Year's Eve party? Please tell me you did.
Absolutely did not.
Yeah.
You didn't?
Yeah, I did. No, but I went snorkeling on a fishing a boat, and we went out to a reef and stuff like that.
I'd rather watch Jell-O get hard.
For sure.
I don't know what to make of your trip, dude.
That's just the start of it.
Does the story get better? Because the show is kind of hinging on it.
Oh, really? Wow.
Because I thought this story would be like pretty interesting. Because you're a pretty interesting guy. I mean, we can't get around that. You are. So maybe you could just like make up some shit at this point. So you left Key West, and then what happened?
Well, I went to Marathon, and I stayed there 2 days. I wound up snorkeling on the public beach there. Not the biggest deal in the world. One of the coolest things was when I was coming back, though, I did see a horseshoe crab. First time I've ever seen one of those. So that was kind of cool.
Was it in your pubic hair?
Well, yeah, but it was rather large for that. Dude, you know I manscaped, so there's no hair down there.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, everybody should do that.
So, Marathon. Did you, like, head to a major city, like Tampa, Miami? Well, yes,
of course it. So then I went to Key Largo, and there's a state park there, and I wound up snorkeling there, and that one was pretty cool. There's a lot of barracuda and stuff there. And then I wound up going up to Boca Raton, north side of Miami. So, I mean, I went down the west side on my way down, and I came back up on the east side, and I actually did a little deep sea fishing.
I thought maybe when you were so excited about the park because you found a new place to sleep.
No. Although when I drove through Miami going down there, I stopped and pulled over because I had to take a leak, you know, because that's imperative to the story. But there was a truck stop and they had a little TV. And on the road they had a cop special running live. Some dude was driving down the wrong way on, I think it was I-95, up and down Florida in Miami. It was awesome.
So you saw it?
45 minutes police chase, yeah. He was on the interstate driving backwards, doing 100 and some miles an hour. Yeah, it was awesome.
So in Florida, can regular citizens just join in on a police chase?
Well, if your car is fast enough, maybe.
Does it even need to be fast? I mean, I don't think there's any real laws in Florida from what I've seen.
Yeah, dude, Florida, that's a different cat there.
It is a different cat of a different color. So do you have like one really good story from Florida besides the car chase that you watched for 45 minutes?
I think the coolest thing that I did, though, on the way back when I got through Atlanta, I stopped at Civil War Battlefield, Chickamauga. So I thought that was pretty fun.
Was it for a nap or?
Yeah, it was like for like half the day.
What'd you do there?
Went around the battlefield. It was actually a really cool thing because I came in the wrong way, which was perfect because I saw the markers where the first shots of the battle were fired. Came in on the east side of the battlefield, basically where some stuff happened the first day. And then the park is set up mostly around the day two of the battle. So then I wound up going up to the I don't know what you would call it, the headquarters, the monument station. Looked around, they had like a million different guns, flintlocks all the way up to World War II guns. And it was very cool. And then after that, they have a scanner. You scan on your phone or whatever, a QR code reader. And then you can go to like eight different places. So you can drive there on the battlefield, and it tells you what happened there and what was going on. So you can kind of see, you know, where the places were. So I thought that was very cool. So I spent over half a day there.
Well, you know what the coolest is? It's joining in on a Civil War reenactment. Did you do that?
Yes.
You did? Did you put on a uniform and grab a flintlock and run out there?
I did. I just had the pants and the shirt because I was a stretcher bearer.
We were not. Did you really?
Of course. That's what fat guys do. You don't get to fight. You gotta do the shit work.
You really participated in a Civil War reenactment.
Yeah, all I had to do was borrow, you know, a shirt and a pair of pants, slacks.
Shut the fuck up. No, you didn't. You did?
Why?
You stupid son of a bitch.
You shouldn't have done that because now you're typecasted forever. You're that guy. You're like reenactment guy now.
Dude, reenactment guys are cool.
No, they're not.
As long as it's not like Star Wars and stuff.
Did anybody...
who won the battle?
It was kind of a draw.
I'm reading one of the reviews of the Chickamauga battle site on Google, and it says, "Sad to see the destruction of the real history of the War of Northern Aggression."
There you have it. Northern Aggression.
So that was pretty much the highlight of your trip then. Right, Justin?
That was pretty cool. Then I actually went past Lookout Mountain, so I thought that was pretty damn cool too.
Yeah.
Kind of drove halfway up it.
Did you go to Stone Mountain?
No, not Stone Mountain, Georgia. No, it's the other side of Atlanta. But I hear they got good beer there, don't they?
I don't know. I remember Jerry Blackwell was from there. You guys remember Jerry Blackwell?
Jerry Fatwell, Stone Mountain, Georgia. There you go.
He's like 495 pounds or something.
Yeah, and 5'2".
Wore that black leotard and that grizzly, nasty-looking beard.
Come on, dude. It was a singlet, but it was really a leotard. Yeah.
All those years, I never knew they had Confederate war heroes carved into the mountain there like a mini anti-Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Justin, did you find any time, as long as you were checking out mountains, did you go check out Brokeback Mountain too?
No, you didn't go camping with me. I sadly went alone, so there's no stories like that for you.
So you didn't have angry sex with some stranger while you were wrangling cattle?
No.
Just to add a little flavor to the trip?
No, dude, I could quit you. I really could quit you.
I don't think you could if you fucking tried. I'll tell you that. Because I make good beans and...
Yeah, that's what you want. Good beans for extra noise.
Well, have you seen the movie Brokeback Mountain?
Actually, I never have.
That's a lie.
Me neither.
Absolutely not.
Paul, have you seen it?
I haven't, actually.
Am I the only one that's seen it? It's actually a pretty good movie.
Only
aside
one
from the angry gay sex. No. The gay sex is really uncomfortable to watch, but other than that, it's a decent movie. Well, anyway, yeah.
It wasn't. They didn't do it the way you like, or what?
I don't know what I like, because I've never been brave enough just to ignore my sexuality and do something like that, you know. So,
well, dude, nowadays you're not a true American if you're not transgender or if you don't approve of gay sex. So you need to do that.
Yeah.
So hey, Justin,
switching. Raise your hand, Paul, so I know when you're going to talk.
I did it before, and then, you know, I waited like 2 minutes, so I just gave up on it. But...
I like Justin, that.
Did you invite Mike to go on this trip with you?
I did not, because I knew he would accept.
I was kicking it around. It would be nice.
I was just curious if you invited anybody that you actually wanted to go with you. Or if you were just like,
I did. I tried. I asked several people, and everybody just gave me the, I'm like, F it, I'm going.
Nice. I like the perseverance that I'm going somewhere with or without anyone.
Yeah. So the election happened since the last time you've been on, Justin. How do you feel about that? I think you're like one of like, three Republican friends I have. So
that's actually sad because I'm actually not even Republican.
What are you?
I am barely a Democrat, or I used to be barely be a Democrat, but the Democratic Party has moved so far left, they're alienating me.
Oh, so would you be like more of an independent now?
Well, I was always basically an independent, but I would describe myself as leaning more left.
Oh, so you didn't vote for Trump anyway?
No.
Oh, well, never mind that idea. I was going to.
Well, I hate Trump, but I hate Biden more, so.
Oh, well, I think
he's
kind of like the lesser of two evils, I guess. Yeah.
Well,
which one?
Trump is Mike probably sees some of my Facebook posts, and I post some stuff, but I said about 8 months ago that Fauci and Cuomo should be put on on trial for crimes against humanity. I'm sorry. Just like the Nazis did. Cuomo putting the COVID people in with the elderly and Fauci profiting off of this whole deal while people die and suffer. And that it's just a flat out criminal.
What is Fauci? Is he running a mask business or something?
No, dude. Remember this pseudo vaccine, which isn't a vaccine, it's an immune booster, comes from the laboratory that he worked at because he has intellectual property there. So intellectual property is intellectual property. So he gets residuals from working on the immune booster 30 years ago.
Paul,
where'd you read this?
Well, it's just 1 + 1 = 2.
Really? I mean, I just Googled Fauci profit from vaccine, and I don't even see any crazy shit coming up talking about how he's making a bunch of money.
Oh, like you would.
Did you read it on Facebook or?
So let me ask you this. Yeah. The Nazis put on the internet that they were killing Jews?
Uh-oh. I don't think they had an internet then, buddy.
Well, I get that, but it wasn't in the newspaper because that's what they were doing. That was on the down low.
I think it was probably published in a few newspapers.
Oh. Well, yeah, nobody believed it. That's right.
Mike, your thought?
Justin, are you involved with QAnon at all?
What the hell is that?
Don't play stupid with me. You know what QAnon is.
What's Dude. Q? Is it QAnon?
What?
The sad part about it is
he said, I don't know anything about this QAnon. Am I even saying that right?
QAnon.
What are you talking about?
Where were you on January 6th, Justin?
I don't know. Where does my cell phone say I was?
You were not at the Capitol in D.C., were you?
Well, was I on my way back from Florida then?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I mean, that might be a good alibi if somebody was riding with you in the car. But they weren't. So were you in D.C., Justin? Is that where you really went? Is all this Florida shit just made up?
So is that what the prostitute's name was, D.C.?
No.
Oh.
District of Columbia.
Okay. Yeah, no.
You were not at the Capitol riot.
No.
Okay. All right. I'm just making sure. All right. That's fine. So we should switch gears. Paul, we haven't talked about O.J. Simpson in a while, Paul. And Paul has a prepared segment of O.J. Simpson tweets. One of our most favorite things to do here on the big show.
All right. Yeah, let's hear from O.J. Simpson. This post, as you may remember, he's very cooperative and podcast friendly because he doesn't type things that you have to read off Twitter. He just videotapes himself. I'm sorry, I'm using an outdated term. He records himself speaking. And so we could just play it and listen. Let's hear what OJ had to say on January 7th.
Please, you'll team up with Tua. The Dolphins have the third or fourth pick, and I think this guy's going to have a big pro career. Then at the 19th hole, we come in, and there it is, Washington, D.C. Now, I got to say, my first thought was, Olympus has fallen. You know, where's Gerard Butler? But as the day went on, it got serious. And, you know, I've been in the legal system, and I've had verdict that I didn't agree with. And I believe in the American system. I believe in the jury system. So I felt I had to honor it, and I tried to honor it as best I could. And then move on. And I can't believe that we have people who are trusted in really making the jury system, working in the jury system, that is not honoring the jury system, not honoring the decisions of some of our federal judges. And that, I don't know, that makes me sad. I watched a guy in the midst of a felony sit at the desk of Pelosi with his feet up and have the gall to take a picture and put it on the internet, I guess. At least the guy that was in the vice president's chair wore a mask. But I know this. That was a felony. They were destroying property and stealing things. And during the midst of this felony, somebody was killed. The law is pretty specific about things like that. So I'm interested to see, is it truly justice for all? And what our government is going to do about it? I'm sure it's going to get pretty serious. I'm just saying. Take care. Stay safe.
Hey, Twitter Universe, it's your friend OJ here. What? I don't believe in the justice system. Wait, no, I do, because I'm at a golf course right now talking to you, Twitter fans.
Somebody got killed. The law is pretty specific about that.
Yeah.
Oh, OJ. Is there anything? Didn't OJ get a vaccination and he made a little video about that, Paul? Isn't that on there?
Yeah, he did. He got his vaccine that I don't know. What do you think? What do you think Fauci made off that? Like $1.50?
Oh, at least.
Probably at least. I don't know. But I do love the OJ. You got to follow what the system says. Didn't he go to jail for trying to get back his personal possessions that were supposed to go to the Goodwin or is it? What was his last name? Goldman?
The Goldbergs.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. Go ahead.
But he was trying to get back his property that was supposed to be theirs that he was hiding from there. But it's funny that he says that the law and the judges need to be respected.
It's crazy to me that O.J. Simpson got a vaccination. And I really want to hear that video, Paul.
So O.J., he wasn't able to probably record himself speaking during the vaccination, but he did. He posted a picture of himself getting a vaccine while he wore his personalized mask that reads "The Juice" across it. And he said, "I get your shot. I got mine." He posted that on January 29th. And then 2 days later, he did post a video. Let's take a listen.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. Well, as you may have heard by now, I got my COVID shot this week. You know, I recently celebrated my 34th annual 39th birthday, so I qualified here in Nevada. So my daughter and I spent about 4 hours over a two-day period waiting on the telephone. She did most of it to get my reservation. I got my reservations, and then I went to my local Walgreens, waited in a very short line, and I got my shot. Now, I have one friend, a golf buddy of mine. He got the Moderna shot last week, and his shoulder was sore for a couple of days. Another friend of mine, he got the Pfizer like I did, and he was actually nauseous and sick for a couple of days. Me, I've had no effects. I mean, I've had no effects.
I'm just fine. Of course not. The juice is fine.
I'm just teasing. But no, I've had no ill.
At that point, you got to know he took off his mask and showed that he had like some funky, crooked teeth in his mouth. Like his teeth were falling out, but it was a prop.
Let's talk Super Bowl. We're a week away.
There you go. Super Bowl time.
Now, I normally cheer, you know, for the Buffalo Bills, the 49ers. But overall, I cheer for the American League team because I played in Buffalo. Individuals like Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers and Edelman, these guys, they're from the Bay Area, so I cheer for them. But normally,
Murdered in California.
I will be cheering for them. But I watched that game about 6-7 weeks ago when Kansas City played Tampa. Kansas City destroyed them in the first half, but in the second half, hey, Tampa found the elixir. Whatever they did at halftime, they came back and they almost won that game. So where I'll be cheering for Kansas City, if I had to bet and I could get those 3.5 points, I would be betting for Tampa Bay. I'm just saying. Hey, wear your mask, get the shot. Take care.
Tampa must have got a knife out. That's how they won the second half of that game. That's what I would have done.
Wear your mask, wear your gloves, get them wet. Leather shrinks.
Oh, boy. Paul, do you have any more juice videos? There's got to be at least one more good one. And when you're playing it, you can feel free to stop it at any moment just so we can reflect on what the juice is talking about.
All right, here's the one last one from January 27th.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. Well, I woke up yesterday. I thought I might be able to play golf, but there was snow all over the golf course.
Can you believe that? That's a travesty.
There's snow all over the golf course? Where is he playing golf?
He's normally in Nevada. Let's see if he tells us.
Well, Justin wants to say something. Go ahead.
Well, he is in Nevada. He said that earlier in one of the things, so he's been living in Nevada. Did he come straight from the dentist when he did all these recordings? Because that's exactly what it sounds like. He's just got a tooth extracted.
Let's hear some more and find out.
I got a murder rap extractor.
In Las Vegas, we would be having snow. Today, I'm going to try to get out there, and, but you can see there's a little ice on the course, so I may have to wait.
He says there's snow and ice in Las Vegas.
That happens from time to time. I mean, he could be in a higher elevation maybe somewhere in Nevada, right? Isn't there? Well, there's no mountains in Nevada, right?
No. I believe there are.
Yes, there are.
Sierra Nevada.
Geography 101.
There's too much snow and ice to murder anybody. I mean, golf.
Yeah. Sierra Nevadas, yeah.
I think he's going to transition from the golf course into a serious topic here.
Okay.
Here we go.
A little while. But anyway, because of that, yesterday I found myself watching a lot of news on the news channels on cable and saw a couple of interesting stories. One, a guy I consider a family friend, a black civil rights lawyer, was making the argument that there's no more systemic racism in America. I'm sorry, I think I have to disagree with you on that. I agree that it's a lot better than it used to be, but just look at the court system. Look at the disparity in time given to minorities opposed to whites or just the charges themselves. I think there's an argument that it still exists.
Mike, you have anything?
Oh, Justin has his hand up. Go ahead, Justin.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was from before. But it's pretty simple. If you're not prepared to do the time, don't do the crime.
There's a lot of racism in America. I had to go to court for like 2 months because they wanted to throw the juice in jail. It was because I was black. That's why. Had nothing to do with the giant knife and the gloves that won't fit. God. Yeah,
he got white man justice. He got off. I mean, that's what he keeps forgetting.
I hired a black attorney so I would get off. I mean, just so I would be helping one of my brothers out. And they helped me out of jail is what they did.
Scotty, I hate him.
Let's hear he some is a piece more of work.
All right.
Later on, I saw this girl, I think it's Jeezy or Giselle Maxwell. She's been charged with helping Jeffrey Epstein recruit young girls. You know, for sex, for him and his buddies. It's all alleged, obviously, but she's asking the judge to throw out the case because of inequity or that the jury is not diverse enough. I had a trial in California, a civil trial that all 12 of my jurors wasn't one black. I had another trial here in Nevada, which I will never understand, but all 12 of the jurors were Caucasian, but I guess I can say that's water under the bridge. That's part of the. I really would like to know what is the makeup of this grand jury that this Maxwell think is unfair. If you know, please let me know. Hey, take care. I'm getting my shot this week. Get your COVID shot. I'm just saying.
Did he say Kobe shot?
Yeah.
Kobe shot.
So he'd rather have a white jury because then he usually gets off, or is it a diverse jury is when he gets off easier? I can't believe you brought up that shit. I just cannot get over this guy.
I thought his jury in California was all black and his jury in Nevada was all white. He got convicted by the all-white jury. Got let off by the all-black jury.
Paul, you want to clarify?
I don't know the makeup of the juries, actually.
Well, but I thought he just said it was an all-white jury in Nevada. Nevada would have been what he went to jail for.
I believe he said that.
Are there some comments you could read, Paul?
Let's see.
There's usually really great comments on these OJ videos. We always usually read a couple.
Here we go. Comments to that video. Juice, did you ever think about going out on a lecture tour with Robert Blake? You remember the theme song from Beretta? Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Are there any about with like that use the word knife?
No, let's see. That's what Brentwood OJ would say. not downtown LA during jury selection, OJ would say. Put OJ in front of the jury, and he is a proud black man. But the OJ socializing with the Kardashians and Bruce Jenner and Don Olmey, I don't know who that is not black. He's OJ. Just reading these on the fly is, you know, what I'm doing.
Huh. Well, that's probably enough. We should save the last 15 minutes of the show for the Super Bowl. So let's get that great Super Bowl music going here. Here we go.
Real quick question on a rewind. Somebody missed my hand. Bleep.
It's too late, Justin.
Aww.
It's time for the NFL picks. I'm just kidding. What were you going to say, Justin?
It sounded like he said Bruce Jenner. Like they actually were ripping on Bruce Jenner, so calling him Bruce Jenner.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
They looked like they did, yeah.
So the Super Bowl, guys, Tampa at your Kansas City Chiefs. Let's go with Justin first. What do you think about this tilt, Justin? Who do you like and why?
Well, I want to go with a little background first, but, you know, you got the old guy, the new guy, the whole stuff. I mean, how do you bet against Brady? And at this point, you know, everybody, do you hear the news today about the haircuts?
No, I didn't.
Kansas City had 20 guys getting haircuts from a guy who tested positive. And Mahomes was either in the chair or in line, right? But I mean, okay. my biggest question mark, my question is, was it Jake from State Farm cutting his hair?
That's a good joke.
Dude. I mean, they got him and Jake in the barbershop. Come on, man.
What did he test positive for? The Fauci disease or what?
Exactly. So,
okay.
But I do think that the Chiefs are making a major logistical mistake. They should have been out in Tampa Bay already. They're not leaving for Kansas City for Tampa until Saturday is what I heard. So, number one, they won't be acclimated to the weather, even though it's not going to be very hot. But teams traveling east traditionally don't do well anyways, and it is a later start. But I don't like that demon. If I would have been the coach, I'd have been there, say, Wednesday, Thursday to make sure everybody had 2 or 3 days just to get acclimated to the time period and the whole nine yards.
Sunday's forecast for Tampa. Scattered thunderstorms in the morning, partly cloudy skies late, high of 73, winds west-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain.
Sounds like a pretty nice day to me. So, Justin, who do you like to win the game?
Well, dude, I mean, how can you bet against Brady? I mean, he only loses to terrible quarterbacks in Super Bowls, thus Eli Manning and Foles. So if you're a decent quarterback, he's going to beat you. And I classify Mahomes as a decent quarterback.
So you like the Chiefs laying 3 points?
Just go for better odds. Just take Tampa straight up.
Yeah, I'm going to take Tampa for sure. But you think Kansas City is going to win?
No.
You
Tampa
don't.
Tampa wins. Take Tampa straight up.
I don't understand. You just got done saying that Brady loses to shitty quarterbacks, but he won't lose to a good quarterback?
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. I'm sorry. Paul, you want to go ahead and weigh in?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to disagree with what Justin said. The last team to repeat as Super Bowl champions, you probably recall, the New England Patriots, 16 years ago. Chiefs won last year. I don't think they're going to break the string of teams not repeating. You know, I learned my lesson. I bet against Brady the last 2 weeks or the previous two games. I'm not going to be, you know, third time. I'm not going to be a three-time loser.
Well, also, the last time Mahomes lost a playoff game, it was to Brady.
Yeah, it was. It was Brady 2 years ago, right?
Correct, in Kansas City.
I'm going to say this.
You can't beat Brady in Kansas City. You sure can't beat him in Tampa.
Hell no. Mahomes is not going to win. Tom Brady is already the true Game of Thrones king. He's going for a seventh ring. Pat Mahomes is the apparent heir to the quarterbacking summit, and he's just seeking a second in a row with Kansas City, something no team has done since Brady led New England to the double in 2003 and 04. Brady is 43, so I'm 46, so of course I'm cheering for that guy. I mean, X-generation guy is getting it done, right? He's in his 10th Super Bowl. I mean, how can you bet against Brady? How do you bet against Brady and the Buccaneers? I am going to go with Tampa Bay, and I'll take those 3 points all day long.
He has lost 3 times in the Super Bowl, but he's won 6 times. So, you know, if you're looking at those,
he's lost to Eli Manning twice, and he's lost to Nick Foles.
And there's no Eli Manning in Kansas City, that's for sure.
Justin, can the Kansas City defense, has it improved enough to shut down Tom Brady?
Well, that is the big question. And can Tampa Bay's defense do what they did earlier this year? I mean, when Tampa Bay played one-on-one or man-on-man coverage with Tariq Hill for a quarter and a half, and the league decided that that's not a good idea when Tariq Hill put up 60 points in a fantasy football game, right? So they remedied that the last 2.5 quarters. Are they going to play that type of defense? Stop them where they almost came back after that amazing start by Kansas City. They almost came back and won that game. So if you look at the learning spectrum of that game for Tampa Bay versus Kansas City, if you extrapolate it, it doesn't bode well for Kansas City.
What about Tampa Bay's defense? I'll throw that out there. Is that strong enough to keep Kansas City in check? Your thoughts, guys, whomever?
Well, I will say this, is that Kansas City is having a little bit of an issue with their offensive line at this point. And we know Pierre-Paul, and they've got some good defensive linemen with Sue and stuff like that. Fisher, their left tackle, is going to be out for the game, I've heard. And then also, I believe they're going to be missing another starting offensive lineman. And then, not to mention Remmers, who was a Viking player at one point, who couldn't stay on a bad Vikings offensive line. He's going to be starting in front of Mahomes again for the second straight Super Bowl. So how well is that offensive line going to hold up? Are they going to give Mahomes enough time? Mahomes is the great equalizer with creating extra time and extending plays, but is he going to be able to do it enough?
Paul, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I like Mahomes as the new version of the equalizer. You know, I never watched the version with Denzel Washington, but I watched the old one back in the series, back in the 80s with that old man with the glasses. And
the old white guy. Holding it down.
Yeah, he was pretty badass. But I think Mahomes is good for the role. But yeah, I don't think he gets it done. I mean, the question is, like, you know, Brady lost to the Giants in part because of the big catch by David Tyree, right? You'll remember that.
Sure.
Big catch on 4th and 25 or whatever, caught the ball up over his head and just barely kept it off the ground as he fell backwards.
After Manning was in the grasp.
Yeah, the Chiefs they don't have a David Tyree. They do have a Tyreek Hill, but
who is crazy fast.
He is crazy
insanely
fast.
And people like
to talk about how he had 203 receiving yards in the first quarter against the Buccaneers. Right? I mean, that was big, right? But then in the next three quarters combined, he only had 66 receiving yards. I mean, you can't. It's not about one quarter. There's four quarters in the game. And I
predict that the Chiefs are going to go up on him at halftime by at least 14. And then that's when the wheels come off and Brady brings them all the way back and goes up by at least 7 to 10 points to win the game.
Really? I don't see that.
What do you see?
I think if the Chiefs are up by double digits at halftime, they're going to win the game. If the Chiefs are up double digits at halftime, they'll win the game. But I don't think they'll be up double digits at halftime.
The one thing you don't want to do is piss off Tom Brady.
That's what happens.
He plays better.
Does he not buy you breakfast the next day or what?
Well, he doesn't bring me breakfast. No, but yeah. Giselle maybe, but not me.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I think it's going to be a very close game. It's going to be something like 20 to 23. Field goal at the end of it might win it. Tom Brady historically plays in very close Super Bowls. So, something like 20, 23, 17, 20, right in that range. A little bit of scoring, not much. I think both defenses will be able to stymie the offenses, although Tampa Bay's offenses look pretty darn good the last couple weeks. Depends if Kansas City can get a running game going at all. I mean, they've pretty much abandoned the running game like Buffalo. So, I mean, CEH is not the player that he seems to be. Bell, you can't even tell if he's on the roster. I mean, it's just weird.
So it sounds like there's unanimous approval on the board here for Tampa Bay, taking Tampa Bay plus the 3 points if you were betting the spread.
Yeah.
But how about the over-under?
Yes.
The over-under is currently apparently set at 56. It sounds like Justin's an under with his 23-20 prediction. What do you think, Mike?
I got to go with the under, too. I think it's going to be relatively low scoring or just kind of a mediocre scoring game, like an average game. I don't think it's going to be a blowout at all.
Well, I'll be the contrarian and take the over then. A lot of points, not a lot of defense. That's what I'm predicting. And when the defense does step up, I think they're going to score. It's going to be a pick six or a safety or a block kick, return for a touchdown, something like that.
How about this little fact? The NFL and Florida health officials have approved about 22,000 fans, and all will be required to wear masks. Raymond James Stadium normally has a capacity of 75,000 fans. Is it going to be safe, Paul and Justin, to attend the Super Bowl? What say you guys? Paul, you go first.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I wouldn't go, but then again, I mean, nobody's going to hand me a ticket. I wouldn't be paying for a damn ticket, so. But.
Justin, what do you think?
I think they all should die because I don't have a ticket. I would love to go. I mean, this is going to be a Super Bowl for the ages. You got the GOAT, and you've got somebody who looks like they're going to be one of the greatest of all time, you know, in Mahomes, if he can stay healthy.
They're calling him the kid. It's the GOAT versus the kid. Vomit.
Justin, you don't have a ticket, but we know you're willing to drive to Florida on short notice. And you could have a ticket. I'm looking at StubHub. The lowest price single ticket right now will get you in row K of the upper deck, section 340, for just $9,680. So, you know, you could get there.
Or even better, you buy it, you get it, you put it in a frame. When Brady wins the Super Bowl, you've got the full ticket that somebody can still use if they can travel in time. How much would that sell for?
I don't think they rip the ticket off anymore, do they?
Oh, that's right. They got the scanners. Damn.
But hey, if you could actually this time for this trip to Florida, if you could successfully find a friend, you have a much better deal if you get a pair of tickets. You can get a pair of tickets in Club Sideline Section 230, Row Double D, for only $5,720 a piece.
So if you're in Double D, does she have to have Double Ds?
I was waiting for the rim shot, Mike.
Oh, sorry. Hold on a second here. I'll do this. And then I'll do this.
That was actually your best value for a pair of tickets. If you want to go cheap, Justin. Now, remember, Justin, this is going to be one for the ages. So I recommend that you splurge, right? And go for the Double D. Go for the Double D tickets. But if you want to cheap out, you can get into the upper deck corner section 342, row double E, for only $4,048 a ticket if you're willing to buy a pair. So, I mean, I don't think anyone wants to hear
you. If you're going to buy a pair, you better make them these because they're enormous for sure. No rim shot, Mike.
I was looking at something here.
And wishing for everybody else to die because you can't get a ticket. It's right there for the taking. You just need to show a little initiative. Send some of those.
Well, maybe I just want people to die. I'm a bad guy.
Why don't we do the prop bets? You guys want to do that?
Yeah, sure.
I'll give the prop bets out, and you guys go ahead and place your bet or pick or whatever. How about the coin toss result? What say you guys?
Heads.
Justin?
Tails never fails. But what is it? What it actually winds up being? That's a prop bet, right? It's not what they call, it's what that actually is.
Yes, it's the outcome. Right?
The outcome, right.
Okay.
That's right. Will the opening kickoff be a touchback? Paul?
Oh.
Yes.
Just 10?
You move too damn fast, Mike. I was going to say the outcome for the coin flip is going to be whoever wins, it's going to defer.
What?
that was a bad joke.
It's just heads or tails.
I know. Every team who wins, they defer, but don't.
Right.
Yeah. So who's going to win the coin toss?
I'm going to say the Bucks win. So it's going to be tails.
I say the Bucks win the toss and they don't defer.
Oh, Chiefs win and they don't defer.
Okay. What will the first offensive play be? Just 10?
It's going to be a run.
Pass.
Will there be a score in the first 5 minutes? Yes or no?
No.
Yes. But I want like 2-1 odds on that.
Okay. Who's going to be the first team to score, Paul? Is it going to be Kansas City or Tampa Bay?
Kansas City.
I'm going to go with Kansas City, too. I guess Justin's on a phone call. Yeah, Justin, turn your mic on when your phone call's over.
Let's make it a
What will be the first score of the game? A touchdown or a field goal or safety? Just 10.
We all agreed it was going to be Kansas City, and I'm going with a touchdown.
I'm going to go with a field goal. Paul?
Field goal.
How many passing TDs will Patrick Mahomes have? Over 2.5 or under 2.5?
I'll go over.
I'm going to go over just 10.
So does a two-point conversion count as a 0.5? No. So if I think they're only going to score 20 or 23, I've got to go under.
How about interceptions? Is Mahomes going to have under 0.5 or over 0.5?
Definitely over.
Oh, I'm going to say over too. Just 10?
I think both quarterbacks are going to throw at least one pick.
Then it just goes on forever. I mean, there's like a bazillion, kajillion prop bets like on every single player. Do you guys recommend making prop bets?
No.
Like real ones with actual money?
Depends on what they are. What is there one for Kelsey and how many targets he gets or how many catches he has?
There's one for TDs scored.
Kelsey?
Was it any time TD score prop bets? Travis Kelsey is minus 162. So you bet 162 to win 162, I guess.
No,
is that what it is, Paul?
No, to win
162.
What is it, Paul?
If he's minus 162, you'd have to bet 162 to win 100.
Oh, okay.
And that's on scoring a touchdown?
Yeah. Yep.
I would take that. That's too long of odds. I did find the over-under on Kelsey receptions. It's looking like 8.5 is the over-under, although the odds are skewing towards the under. The over, actually, if you take the over, it pays better than the under.
Dang.
Yeah, 8.5 is a lot. Wait,
how about this? What team will score last?
17 receptions last time out?
I don't know. Who's going to score last? Kansas City or Tampa Bay?
Tampa Bay winning field goal.
Paul?
Let's see. I was thinking a score of 35-31, but I think it's actually Kansas City scoring last to get within one possession.
I'm going to go with Paul on that. I agree. I think that's the way it's going to go. Well, guys, I can't think of anything else to ask or anything else to talk about. What did I learn? I've learned that if you need to buy a house, you need to contact Paul Lambie over at Carpenter Realty in Indianapolis and have him find you a great home in the state of Indiana. Justin, who do you sell houses for again?
Bridge Realty and the Justin Group out of Bloomington, Minnesota is where our office is at. We service the whole state of Minnesota.
And if I'm going to plug something, I'm going to plug Evolve Entertainment Minnesota. It's your full service entertainment company for all your party needs. If you're brave enough to have a party in 2021, please contact us. I've learned that it's not always the greatest idea to drive to Florida by yourself with grand expectations, because most of the time I think they're just going to turn out to be, they're going to fall flat and you're going to end up snorkeling by yourself. I've learned that somebody needs to take fucking OJ Simpson's phone away and throw it in the fucking ocean. The guy should not be tweeting at all. Just quietly live out the rest of your pathetic life on the golf course and just leave people alone. I've learned talking to my good friends that Tampa Bay is definitely, most definitely, going to win the Super Bowl. So if you got a couple of extra bucks, I say you take Tampa Bay, right, guys? I mean, am I wrong?
Yeah, and based on the fact that all three of us were able to predict the NFL games at a rate of over 40%, I mean, you can't go wrong.
You really can't go wrong, ladies and gentlemen, with sticking with us. I want to thank you again for listening, guys. Thank you very much for being on. I appreciate it. And that's it. Everybody, enjoy the Super Bowl. Have a great time and win lots of money. We'll see you next time. Say goodbye, guys.
Go Tom Brady.
Paul, you want to weigh in?
No. Bye.
All right.
Yeah.